Hello, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man. And you're listening to the Irregular Man podcast. You graduate from high school, get a damn job, and don't have children out of wedlock. Those are the main three things that will keep you out of the cycle of poverty. But it's not easy to do, is it? Like, how easy is that? Like, understand that we live in a culture where people expect to be given things to them on a silver platter, handed to them. They don't have patience, and they don't usually know what hard work means. When I say they don't know what hard work means, I'm saying that they don't know how to go after what they want and be consistent and persistent at it until the point of mastery. Robert Greene wrote a book called Mastery. Really good book, man. Somebody should pick it up. And when I say somebody, I mean you. You need to pick it up. Pick up the book, read it, get an understanding of what it takes to build a real life around something that you're passionate about. Don't be like me, where you've developed sort of an aversion to the greatest thing that you can do, or that the greatest skill that you have, the greatest gift that God has given you. I guess aversion wouldn't be a strong word. I guess you can use the word avoidant. I'm consistently avoidant for some reason. It's fear. Fear is what keeps you from doing the things that you really want to do. It's the fear of failure, the fear of success. Both of the things, they're two sides of the same coin. But you can't walk around jumping through life, rolling through these hoops, thinking that you'll get anywhere without any hard work. Why is it that we don't want to compete? What's the problem these days where people are so threatened by one another that you are absolutely terrified of being in a competition with someone else? I think that people don't understand that in order to become great, you're competing against others and you're competing against yourself. But do we really want greatness? Do we want to strive for the ultimate prize of self-actualization? Do we really want to push ourselves far enough that we become that which we so desire? And then again, maybe I'm just talking about what I desire and not what you desire. Because you could just desire to be mediocre. There are plenty of people that spend their lives working in a fast food restaurant or sweeping up floors, driving trucks, whatever you want to do. Not to say that these aren't honorable careers. But when these are your careers in place of or in lieu of your greatest passion, or a passion that you know you need to follow, that you're compelled to follow, but you ignore, then yeah, I would definitely say that you're wasting time on something that is beneath you. Maybe you have a family. Yeah, maybe you have a family, and that's what causes you to spend your time working a job that is not capturing your passion readily. I mean, that's the situation I'm caught in. I know how much I love to write, how much I love to create, to design. But I must take care of a certain family, a certain amount of people that live with me and look up to me to provide for them. So some things just have to be on hold. Now, I do spend time each week creating things, designing things, writing, talking. It's amazing. But what are we really afraid of? What do we really want to do? Do we want to walk away from those things just because we can't get up off of our ass and graduate from high school, get a job, and decide not to have children out of wedlock? Because either one of those things, or doing all three of those things, would definitely guarantee you a spot in the greatest, largest, most populated auditorium of regret. It's usually something that you'll never be able to rescue yourself from, especially women. Especially women. Women are the most susceptible to this. It's hard to raise children on your own. Hell, it's hard to raise children with two parents. So why someone would want to do it alone baffles me. I have no idea why my grandmother had so many children out of wedlock. She raised them as best she could. But man, so many problems. Many of my uncles went to jail at one time or another. I'm telling you, man, that's not the life you want to lead. You want to be able to pursue the things that you love. And in order to pursue the things that you love, you need to make sure you get your high school diploma. Get yourself a job. Get a skill. You don't even have to go to college. As a matter of fact, I recommend that you don't. And I've said this before in other podcasts. Get yourself a skill. Find something that you love to do. Or if it's not exactly what you want to do, find something that you like to do, that you think you can do each day, and not be burdened by regret. And not get up in the morning hating yourself going to work and taking it out on the customers. I see that too. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. Look, I'm speaking to everybody. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Indian, American, Indian, or Native American. It doesn't matter. You have to do these things in order to get yourself in the right position. There's so many other things I could talk about, but I'm going to bring it to a close here. This is just a jump off. Just a little tidbit of information for you to set yourself on the right course. Three things that you need to do in order to keep yourself from being poor. Graduate from high school. Get a job. Don't have children out of wedlock. All right? I hope that helps. God bless you. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man podcast. You can also find me on YouTube as The Irregular Man, where I produce videos each week. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram @ManIrregular. Thanks for listening.